This is 101.5 UMFM Radio in Winnipeg. My name's Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg, and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show. One more song.
It's now 5 o'clock on a hot Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Darko. Edition of Waxy's Dargo, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head over to the Isle of Skye as we take a listen to the Celtic folk rock sounds of Scotland's Runrig with a song called Steppin' Down the Glory Road. Runrig here on 101.5.
Of you. Stepping down the glory road. Flying north to towards the sea, following the call of spring, where my love waits for me.
Was the Young'uns, who hail from the County Durham in the northeast of England. And they're a trio made up of Sean Cooney, David Eagle, and Michael Hughes. And they specialize in a cappella singing. We heard a track from the trio's fourth album, Strangers. And it was a song called Lap Wings that was written by Sean and was inspired by a First World War diary entry by an English soldier homesick for his homeland. And the Young'uns will be performing at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival, which runs from July 11th to the 14th. The lads will be performing on the Spruce Hollow stage on Friday. On Saturday night, they'll be part of the main stage, and then they have another concert on Sunday at Burr Oak. Before the Young'uns, the Battlefield Band, a group that was first formed by university students back in 1969. And over the years, the Battlefield Band has undergone many lineup changes. And the song that we heard was first released back in 1976. It's called Farewell to Nova Scotia. It comes from the Battlefield Band's first album. It's titled Scottish Folk. And at that time, the Battlefield Band was a trio made up of Brian McNeil, Alan Reed, and Ricky Starrs. Started off today's show with Run Rig, one of my favorite bands from the Isle of Skye. They were initially formed back in 1973. We heard a song called Stepping Down the Glory Road, featuring the vocals of Donnie Monroe, who left Run Rig in 1997, and he was replaced by Cape Breton's Bruce Guthrow. You can find this arrangement of Stepping Down the Glory Road on a greatest hits album called Beat the Drum. This is a good spot to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in a touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Garnet Rogers, Eileen Ivers, and Van Morrison. So stay with us. Up next, the baritone voice of Ontario's Garnet Rogers with a song called These Broken Hills, right here on 101.5.
I ran away, nothing left to do or say but pack up and go home. The winter sun was cold and bright, I nailed the doors and the windows so tight, and with a cigarette said that bold light, and I burned down all my past. I drifted through these western towns, no kind of work here to be found, just more like me who stand around with their hands shoved in their jeans. And the stories spread from time to time, hiring further on down the line, some burnt out mill or run down mine. If you dare to go below, but the jobs were rumors, all plain lies. The mines closed down when men died, sickened from the fumes and the dyes and the poisons in the air. No more to stand in line, ashamed to beg for what was mine, and listening to some lawyer lying about how no one's to blame. These broken hills, these broken men bereft of will, with haunted eyes and time to kill in the barrooms beyond the road. The night slams its fist down on this day. The dancers on the floor all sway, their laughter harsh as an ass's bray, or the calling of a crow. So come on now and fill my glass, ere these empty hours pass. I'm sick, I'm empty, I'm dry as ash. Fill it up, come on, let's go. 20 years ago today, I left my town, I ran away looking for some brighter day, and a dream that never came.
goes through Market Town. You'll be on the Celtic Rail. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
When the madness comes around, on his own.
That was Sir George Ivan Van Morrison, who was born in Belfast on the 31st of August, 1945. And it was back in 2016 that Van the Man was knighted by Prince Charles. We heard a song called Celtic Ray, which is the opening track from Van Morrison's 13th studio album, Beautiful Vision, that he released back in 1982. Before Van Morrison, Eileen Ivers, who is the daughter of Irish immigrants. She grew up in New York City. She was a founding member of Cherish the Ladies and also performed in the original production of Riverdance. And Eileen is considered one of the world's top Celtic fiddle players. Heard a medley of two traditional reels, Crawley's and Jackson's. Comes from an album called Crossing the Bridge. And Eileen Ivers and her band will also be performing at next month's Winnipeg Folk Festival. She will be also on the main stage on Saturday night. And she'll also be at Burr Oak for a couple of concert performances. Started off that set with Ontario singer-songwriter Garnet Rogers, who's the brother of Stan Rogers and an uncle to Nathan. Garnet was born back in May of 1955. And we heard a song that he wrote called These Broken Hills, one of my favorite songs from an album titled Sparrow's Wing that Garnet released back in 1999. If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here at your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM, from the University of Manitoba. And a reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show, and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's playlist, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Moving right along with some more music. Up next, the June Award-winning duo from Alberta, featuring Bill Bourne on vocals and the piping and whistle and flute playing of Alan McLeod. Bourne and McLeod with Moonlight Dancers here on 101.5.
Now yesterday we caught a train, carried us to the western plain. There's yellow flowers in the sun, brown-eyed brothers on the run. In a camp down by the riverside, a blue-eyed soldier took his bride. He'll see the lovers dance upon the wounded hearts that don't belong. And how the moon shines summer night, it sheds a silver prairie light. Yeah, dress up in your lacy gown, we'll take a carriage into town. Spin the ladies across the floor, old Snock Elijah by the door. Yeah, burn the whiskey, pound a drum, see the squaw man come on down. And the moonlight dancers all went home, and they left us poor boys all alone. Those subject ladies went out, yeah, they left us poor boys for a fall. Midnight bells are ringing, listen up, the voices sing. Wounded lovers can recall, and the moonlight dancers come to call. When Mary Jane's a lonely heart, and seeking love is a fine art, and Brenda Lee has come to know love like a springtime flower grows. Adorned with virtue, bathing light like a burning candle in the night. Oh, wounded knee and sad alley, it is a deadly game we play. And the moonlight dancers all went home, and they left us poor boys all alone. Those softy ladies went on, yeah, they left us poor boys for a fall. Midnight bells are ringing, listen up, the voices sing. Wounded lovers can recall, when the moonlight dancers come to call.
So take the book down from the shelf and shed a light upon yourself and get the guitar off the wall. Sing a song and dance us all. There are those that understand the simple things that touch a man. Old dancing moonlight rest upon the wounded hearts that don't belong. And the moonlight dancers all went home, and they left us poor boys all alone. Those sultry ladies funny at all, yeah, they left us poor boys for a fall. Listen, midnight bells are ringing, listen up, the boys to sing. Wounded lovers came to call, and the moonlight dancers come to call. Yeah, the moonlight dancers all went home, and they left those poor boys all alone. These sultry ladies funny at all, yeah, they left those poor boys for a fall. Listen, midnight bells are ringing, listen up, the boys to sing. Wounded lovers can to call, and the moonlight dancers come to call.
No more listening to me song. And I hope in what I've said to you that you won't find nothing wrong. Oh, take my advice, don't drink strong beer or go sleeping on dirty old floors. Get married instead and spend all night in bed and go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more. Go to sea no more. Get married instead and spend all night in bed and go to sea no more. I get married instead and spend all night in bed and go to sea no
by sun, far from the highland snow. 'Twas there that I read of the plight that they fled and the reasons they had to go.
Far, far away.
Swept over the land, not a crofter or wife remained. The sure-footed feet of the chariot sheep had trampled the highland flame. Now gone is the
highland way,
no more the
pine. Over the ocean's end.
McDonald, a fine singer-songwriter who was born and raised in Wellington, New Zealand, and he has a Scottish ancestry. We heard a song called End of the Highland Way, a song written by Steve about the brutal legacy of the late 18th and early 19th century Highland clearances in Scotland. The album is titled Highland Farewell. In front of Steve McDonald, the popular Newfoundland trio of Irish expats made up of the late Dermot O'Reilly, Fergus O'Byrne, and Dennis Ryan. They called themselves Ryan's Fancy, a group that was active from 1969 to 1983. We heard a song called Go to See No More, featuring the lead vocals of Fergus O'Byrne, and it comes from an album called Songs from the Shows. Started off that set with Alberta's Bill Bourne and Alan McLeod with the title track to their 1992 release, Moonlight Dancers. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a song by Lizzie Hoyt, an award-winning Canadian musician, originally from Edmonton, Alberta. And we're going to hear a song called Picture on My Heart. And then we'll follow that up with the County Donegal's Alton, a band that's been around for some 30 years now. And we're going to hear a medley of three reels, includes the Tolahan Lasses, the Cameronian, and the Pigeon on the Gate. So, good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Have a happy Canada Day, and we'll catch you next week. Bye for now.
See you.